It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferrer. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, Republicans are hoping to win a majority in the U.S. Senate this fall. USA Today's Paul Singer will join us to highlight some key races.
First, Toyota Motor Corporation has agreed to pay a $1.2 billion settlement in a U.S. Justice Department probe into its handling of safety problems.
Attorney General Eric Holder called the payment the largest criminal penalty imposed on a car company in U.S. history. This comes on the heels of a recall announcement from GM, which just appointed a new safety director. John McElroy is with us. He's host of the webcast Autoline Daily and the television program Autoline This Week. John, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you.
Why is the Justice Department hitting Toyota so hard on this?
Well, really, it was not so much the defect that they're getting hit with. It was the fact that they hid this, and they hid it for years. They really tried to stonewall the Justice Department. So this $1.2 billion settlement is really as much as punitive charges as it is anything else.
So it's not the crime, it's sort of the cover-up.
It really is.
Can you take us back? This was a September 2009 recall over accelerator issues. Remind us what happened there.
Sure. There were some very visible cases, tragically involving fatalities, where Toyota cars, or Lexus, you know, which is also a brand that Toyota has, would seemingly go out of control, would not be able to brake the car and bring it to a stop. On thorough investigation, it was found that in some cases, the floor mats could jam up under the gas pedal and prevent it from decelerating. They also found that there were some what they called sticky gas pedals, where if you push the gas pedal down, it would not come up. There was definitely a defect in that. There were also allegations that were largely disproved that somehow electronic gremlins in the computer were making these cars run out of control. That's been pretty much debunked. Nonetheless, the fact that Toyota continued to stonewall and not report this is really what got it into trouble.
How much damage did this cause financially, and how many people died or were injured as a result of the real accelerated issues you just talked about?
Well, that's hard to figure out how many fatalities were caused by this defect, i.e., the floor mats getting jammed up under there or the sticky gas pedals. There's also this concept of unintended acceleration. It's been around a long time. Audi faced a big problem on this, which has largely been proved to be driver error. People really think they're pushing down on the brake when, in fact, they're pushing on the accelerator. And it's very difficult to determine which was a driver making a mistake or a defect in the car. It's not impossible to find this out, but I have not seen any breakdown between fatalities caused by the defect or fatalities caused by driver error. Getting back to your question, though, of how much this cost Toyota, it cost a lot. In addition to the $1.2 billion, Toyota's actually had to put out a whole lot more money. They faced a class action lawsuit for people who own Toyotas who said, geez, even if my car was not involved in the recall, because it is a Toyota, it has lost value. That class action lawsuit cost Toyota $1.6 billion. On top of that was the cost of the recall itself, of bringing all these cars in, 10 million of them, if I remember right. And on top of that, of course, there's Toyota had to pay all its lawyers, the cost of that litigation. It had to come up with marketing campaigns. It had to add sales incentives. Some analysts believe this cost Toyota as much as $5 billion.
So is the lesson here, jump on these things early. Don't worry about the PR. Try to tackle that safety issue head on.
That's really it. The message in this is, if you're a corporation with some sort of product defect, come clean, jump on it right away, get it out. I mean, the courts will go a whole lot easier on you. I believe if Toyota had dealt with this in a forthright manner, it still would have cost the company money, but it would not be getting hit by a $1.2 billion fine from the Department of Justice.
From Toyota to General Motors now, more recalls issued yesterday, I think it was, and General Motors appointed a new, in effect, safety czar, a high-level official charged with maintaining safety issues in their cars. What's the latest on General Motors?
Well, Rob, I think everything that we just discussed with Toyota is kind of a dry run for what General Motors is about to go through. It had a safety defect in its ignition switches on a number of different models that over time could lead the ignition switch to turn off if it got jostled or bumped. Just going over a bumpy road could do it, which would turn off the engine, which would disable everything, including preventing the airbags from deploying if the car got in an accident. General Motors knew about this problem well over a decade ago. In fact, GM's own engineers caught this problem fairly early on, came up with a very simple and inexpensive fix, and yet nobody in management would approve this. And now we're going to find out why. Was this someone who was involved in those programs trying to protect their career, or was this just bureaucracy and red tape run amok and nothing could get through the system?
And this could end up being as expensive, maybe even more expensive for GM than the Toyota case.
Easily as expensive as the Toyota case.
And what, looking ahead now, GM was on the road to recovery, it seemed like, after a big slump near bankruptcy, or they went through bankruptcy, am I right?
They did. They absolutely did.
So now what does this mean for GM's recovery?
Well, look, this is going to be expensive. It's going to be very painful. But, you know, we were just talking about Toyota. 3 years ago, Toyota was going through this. Today, its sales and market share are going strong. In fact, when Toyota reports its fiscal earnings at the end of this month, it's likely to report a net profit of $19 billion. Now, General Motors is in not nearly that good a financial shape, but this will not kill the company. It's clearly something it did not want to go through. Here is an American icon that's been trying to gain public perception and credibility with the American public. This is a big setback for it. But again, it's not as if this is going to push the company back into bankruptcy.
Lessons for other car companies watching, I'm sure, very closely watching these cases.
Well, and I've talked to a number of other car companies, Rob, and they all say, we're not saying anything about this because there, but for the grace of God, go we. You never know when something like this is going to pop up. You know, defects are not at all unusual in the automotive industry. Honest to goodness, there's literally a recall every single week. The problem is when these recalls or these defects lead to fatalities, and even worse is when somehow or other the company covered it up.
Is there a lesson here for consumers when people are shopping for a car? Is there anything they can do to protect themselves?
Well, there is. There really is. You know, there's lots of users online reporting about their experience with their car or whatever consumer product it happens to be. And you can, if you're serious about looking into buying a car, whether a new one or a used one, is get online and find some of these groups that are on there sharing their experiences. You might find that one vehicle is better than another. You might be tipped off that if you really do have your heart set on getting one vehicle, you might look out for X, Y, or Z about it.
All right. Thanks a lot for joining us today, John.
My pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
That was John McElroy, host of the webcast AutoLine Daily and the television program AutoLine This Week.